Okay. We left off in the middle of a Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Heyamad Deis, in which Tosfos pointed out Mikan Mashma Tzorech Lomar Bishas Nesina Befanei Nechtav Midikomar Yitlenu Himena Yitlena Himena. In other words, that it's necessary that the Befanei Nechtav accompany the act of the giving. And we had last time at the end of Shir two possible theories to explain this. One is that Chazal redefined the Nesina, that the Maisa Nesina is not considered to be a Nesina unless it's accompanied by these words, otherwise it's like Tli Gitef Me'al Gavi Karka, and then Midrabanan, there is no Nesinas Get, with the consequences of Rav Meir, that she remains Eishas Ish, Midrabanan, consequences of the Rabbanan, that she requires another Nesina, or trying to take it a little more conceptually, that perhaps we have over here a fallout from the necessity that a shliach say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. B'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav can't be said by a third party. It's only a takana for a shliach. And when is this person defined as a shliach? When he is mekayim his shlichus. He's not a shliach before, he's not a shliach after, he's a shliach when he's doing his shlichus. And therefore, he has to redo the shlichus in order to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Those are the two theories that we have, and we'll see in a minute, in a few minutes, what is the difference between those two theories. Then Tosfos continues, v'hu hadin la'achar nesina toch kedei dibur d'mahani. That, like we have a rule, b'chol ha'torah kula toch kedei dibur k'dibur d'ame, that'll be meaningful over here. And Tosfos brings a proof text from Amud Aleph, min dekamar le'el nos nalo keshehu b'keach, lo hispik lomar b'fanei nechtav, ad shemitcharesh. So it's mashma that l'chatchilo, we have this ability to say toch to say of the Nesina, and then he was struck with this chershut at that moment and wasn't able to say it. Then we have a safek, who had been beforehand, we have a safek as to whether this would be a meaningful statement of I asked you to look at the sources of toch kedei dibur, the psak of toch kedei dibur, and we find the Gemara quoted in two places, both in Nedarim and in Baba Basra. And if we take the Gemara in Nedarim, which is the fuller version, there we find, at the very end of the Masechta, that Toch Kedei Dibur is a rule b'chol ha-Torah kula, except the Hilchasa Toch Kedei Dibur k'dibur dame chutz mimegadef oved avaros kochavim Mekadesh Umegaresh. That in these four situations, one doesn't have the ability of the same bracha, the same talmud matov with bracha. One doesn't have the ability, I didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, one doesn't have the ability to be chozer bo toch kedei dibur. There's no possibility of chazara toch kedei dibur in these four situations. Baba Basra mentions two, and Mefarshim say basically that it's a kitzur of these four. Now two of these four are Gittin and Kedushin. We're talking about Gittin. So the question is, we have to understand what exactly it means that you can't be chozer bo in a get, and how does that reflect upon what Tosfos says over here, that one can still say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam in toch kedei dibur. Okay? So what is the reason? If we have a rule b'chol ha-Torah kula, that toch kedei dibur k'dibur dame, why should these four cases be exceptions? Let's leave aside Megadeth and Avodas Kochavim. That may be a totally different Ian. Let's center on Gitin V'Kedushin. Why would Gitin V'Kedushin be an exception to the rule, B'chol HaTorah Kula, of Toch Kedei Dibur K'dibur Dame? What does the Rashbam say in Baba Basra? And what does the Ran say over here in Nedarim? Nope. Yes? Right. The Rashbam says that certainly midoraisa you can be chozer, but we have a problem on a drabanan plane that we're going to bring about a bilbul hadas. It's going to be unclear: is she married? Is she not married? There may be problems of laz of mamzerus, and therefore we say there's no chazara. The Rashbam says v'chumra drabananhu mishum laz mamzerus im tinase la'acher below get. A person goes to a woman and says, Hareyat Mekudeshetli, and then Tokhe Didibur, where he says, I changed my mind. So now, in other words, Alpi Din, we're going to say, she's not Mekudeshet, and she's going to get married to someone else, she gets married to someone else, and I say, what are you talking about? I heard this person say, Hareyat Mekudeshet, v'chulet. So because of Raz of Amzerus, they were a takana. That Midrabanan, okay, takanas Midrabanan don't concern us so much in terms of Tosus over here. However, what does the Ran say in the Dorim? What is the reason that in Gitin v'Kedushin there is no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur?
Since it's such strong Miras Das, so there's no possibility of Chazara.
Right, okay. That normally the Gemiras Das, in any Kinyan, I want to buy a piece of land, is the Gemiras Das with an escape hatch. It's a Gemiras Das with, but Toch Kedei Dibur I can be Chozer Bo. I always have that option of being Chozer Bo Toch Kedei Dibur in the classic world of Kol HaTorah Kula. However, in Gitin the Kedushin, because of the Chumrah of the world of Arayos, over here we assume that if someone's going to say Harayat Mekudeshetli or give a get, he has full Gemiras Das without an escape hatch. And therefore, Mida Oraisa, there's no possibility of Chazara. Okay? Now, let's take the Ran and apply it in our Tosfos. Let's assume that there's no possibility of Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. Mida Oraisa. Does that affect what Tosa says? Tosa says over here that the Nesina can be followed Toch Kedei Dibur by Befanai Nechtav. Does this Ran affect what we pointed out? We said that you could learn Tosos in two ways. Either that we have over here, we require a mice and a sina, that has to be accompanied by Toch Kedei Dibur, or a shlichus that has to be accompanied by Toch Kedei Dibur. And since the mice and a sina and the shlichus are only a certain time, the Fanei Nechtav has to be at that time. And the Toch Kedei Dibur could extend the time. Is this Ran problematic? Or, in other words, can Tosus learn like this, Ron? Yes?
It's a bit of a Nesina, so that's Baruch Hashem Gittin. So if you can say that there's no Mazara by Gittin, so you're not going to be able to have a Tosus Toch Kedei Dibur. But if you say it's a Gittin Meshivos, then that's nothing to do with Gittin whatsoever. You can impose that.
I hear what you say, yes?
I think Tosus is fine to write because it's the Mishnah kind of Mir Tas, it's the Baal, so.
Sharper, I guess you want to say. Pinchas?
No one's trying to get closer here. So it's
right, we're not, this is, this is right.
Happen.
This is not the case of the Gemara. We're not dealing over here with the case of Chazara. Pum Faker. We want the Gerushin to go through. However, so the question is an application of the Gemara to here. So let's take the concept of Maisa Nesina. Is there anything in the Gemara that tells us that the Maisa Nesina of a get would not extend Toch Kedei Dibur? Pum Faker. With the Mechiyat Kvodcha. So what does Gemara say? I can do a Kriya, and then the person on whom doing the Kriya can die within a Toch Kedei Dibur, and my Maisa Kriya will relate to that person. Namely, Toch Kedei Dibur means that if we want to know what time was a Maisa done, a Maisa is not done in a split second, a Maisa is done. It's a process which is done over a period of time that includes Toch Kedei Dibur. So if over here the reason why Befanei Nechtav has to be said is in order to give this a status of a Maisa Nesina, the Maisa Nesina, that's a Din Kol Torah Kula. A Maisa includes the Toch Kedei Dibur. But if we're saying that Befanei Nechtav has to be said by a Shliach, what is the status of this individual Toch Kedei Dibur after he gives the get? Let's ask ourselves, Tzvi, what's the status of the husband Toch Kedei Dibur after he gives the get? Or Pinchas, what's the status of the husband Toch Kedei Dibur after he gives the get?
He can't be Chozer.
He's no longer?
He's no longer
a husband. He's no longer a husband. Toch Kedei Dibur, after the get was given, he's no longer a husband. He can't be Chozer Bo Toch Kedei Dibur. And if he's not a husband, Toch Kedei Dibur, then what about our shliach? You can't have a shliach if you don't have a husband, right? The shliach is a shliach of a husband. The shliach has the power of attorney from the husband. If he's not a husband, there's no power of attorney to give. And we that if we learn like the, if we learn like the Ran, that Toch Kedei Dibur is excluded from the realm of Kedushin V'Gerushin, because there is total Gemiras Das at the time of the Nesinas HaGet, and that means that there is no possibility of being Chozer Bo afterwards, that means that the husband is no longer a husband, Toch Kedei Dibur afterwards. If the husband is no longer a husband, then the Shliach is no longer a Shliach. Then Tosis can't say, Hu Hadin Toch Kedei Dibur after the Nesina. If the din is that we just need an asina which is accompanied by b'farei nech farei nechtam, that's a din in the maisa nesina. The maisa nesina, that's a din kol haTorah kula. The maisa nesina kol haTorah kula includes toch kedei dibur afterwards. So fine. So we have the b'farei nechtam at the time v'asachas with the maisa nesina. Just like the kriya is a kriya toch kedei dibur of the petira, that's considered to be one bevas achas. However, if the requirement is that a shliach say v'farei nechtam, and one is a shliach at the time of the nesina, then a split second after the nesina, he's no longer a shliach, because a split second after the nesina, there's no longer a husband. So Tosas over here, who says hu adin, can either be working like the Rashbam, which would be the easiest way of learning Tosas, that the whole din that Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't apply to Gittin Kedusha's only din drabanan. And then it has nothing to do with Arasugia. Because Arasugia is not a question of Chazara. It's not a din of Chazara. Arasugia is a din of adding in the Fanei Nechtam. The whole problem is one of Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur, it's a din Drabanan. But if it's a din Doraisa, then we would have to understand Tosus that the requirement of Vasachas is to define the Mais in the Sina, not because of the Shlichus. Okay? So just be aware that Divrei Torah, Anim, Mokom Echad, Vashir, Mokom Acher, in order to understand this Tosfos of Hu Adin La'achar Nesina Toch Kedei Dibur, that depends. According to the Rashbam, Kafta V'Ferach. According to the Ran, it would depend. If the requirement over here of Shas Nesina, B'fanei Nechtam Nechtam, is because of the definition of the Maisa Nesina, fine. If it's because of the existence of the Shliach, the status of the Shliach, Chor, that status of the Shliach disappears, split second after the giving of the get, just like the status of the husband disappears a split second after the giving of the get. Okay, Adkan Hakofa Aleph. That's in terms of old business. Then the Gemara continues with a new question. Boi Barhedia, right? Barhedia boi la asuye gita. Barhedia wanted to be a shliach leholacha. In other words, he's going to have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. Also, l'kamed Rabbi Achi, d'havi mamuna agite amarlei. In order for you to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, tzorach atol la'amod al kol os v'os. Also, l'kamed Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Yasi amarlei lo tzriches. V'chi teima eved l'chumra nimtza tamotzi la'az al gitim harishonim. Rabba Babarchana Aisigita Palga Ichtiv Kamei Palga Ichtiv Kamei Asla Kamei Dreva Lazar Amarle Afilo Kosav Elashita Achas Lishma Shuv Enotzarech Ravashi Amar Afilo Shama Ken Kul Musa Beken Megilta. Okay, we have over here three deos what the Shliach has to see in order to be able to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav. Either he has to see Kol Os V'Os, or he has to see Shita Achas, or Shama Kol Kumusa, etc. We're going to pass it in a certain way. Question is, if one has the right to be Machmir on the Psak. So the Gemara says, one can't be Machmir on the Psak. And we're going to have to describe each of these Shitas. We'll have to see what each of them says. Okay, but just to get behind us the inin of Atamotzi Lazagitim or Rishon, the Gemara says that one is not allowed to be Machmir. Normally being machmir is a very comfortable way of being yotze all the deos. Over here we have a problem of atamotzi la'az al-gitim harishonim. I sent you to two pisrei tshuvot that appear to be soser one another in terms of the application of this principle. One pisrei tshuva is they're both in Yoredeya towards the end, either Chelik Gimel or Chelik Daled, depending as to which edition you have. One is in Siman Reish Yud Dalet, and one is in Siman Reish Samach Vav. In Reish Yud Dalet, where we're dealing over there with Hilchos Nedarim, part of the world of Nedarim is taking upon oneself Minhagim. Everyone knows that if you take upon yourself a Minhag Tov, and you want to change your mind, and you already did this three times, you require Hataras Nedarim. You take upon yourself, I'm always going to give Staka when I say Lucha Hashem HaGedula VaHaGevura, right? Lucha Hashem HaMamracha VaHaOsher, right? So I'm going to give Staka at that moment, and then it doesn't always work out, because the Gabbai is not always walking around, or you're not always up to where everyone else is. V'chulei v'chulei, you want to change your minhag, you need Ataras Nedarim. You decide to wear your tzitzis flying in the wind, and you're going to go home, and your parents don't know anything about this yet. You need Hataras Nedarim, right? There are situations where one requires Hataras Nedarim and a minhag tov. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch deals with the fact that a kehila can take upon themselves minhagim. Kehila can take itself as a minhag. Let's say I have a shul in Har Nof, and the shul decides that because to make life easier in terms of sending up shlichei tzibur, every shliach tzibur from Ma'ariv has to wear a talus. That way you don't get involved in questions of this one's wearing a jacket, not wearing a jacket, long sleeves, short sleeves, everyone's going to wear a talus. So the question is this candidate tzibur accepts upon themselves such a minhag? Sof kol sof, is this being motzi la'az on previous rav of the shul who didn't have such a minhag? So the Piskei Tshuva says, yeah, it's not a problem. The whole din of ein atam, of atamotzi la'az al gitim rishonim is only in the realm of ishus. Doesn't apply to the realm of tefillah. Doesn't apply to the realm of kriyas haTorah, right? That all of a sudden make a takana in the yeshiva, haftorah has to be laid from the klaf. Up to now we were laying from a tanach. Now we have to lay from a klaf. I mean, is that a problem of being motzi la'az al gaboyim harishonim? No, it's not a problem. Then we move over to Siman Reish Samach Vav, and over there we find just the opposite. We find that the Shulchan Aruch over there deals with a custom that was very, very prevalent in Ashkenaz, that the Mila on Shabbos would be done by two Mohalim. One Mohel would do the Mila, and the other Mohel would do the Priya. The Machaber said on that, Yesh li zor shelo yimolu shnei mohalim mila achas b'shabbos sheze yimol v'ze yifra. You're putting that first moel into a situation of a suffix being mechalal Shabbos midoraisa, because the act of mila is an act of a chabura. We have a malacha doraisa of sholchet, making a chabura and pulling out dam. The only heter is, b'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alaso, is the ma'isa mila. Here he's not completing the ma'isa mila. So l'chora, what he's doing is a chabura. He's being over an isur of Chilul Shabbos midoraisa, says the Rama, v'lamatzasi raya ledevarav adarabah, nirali deshari, dohamila dachya Shabbos, kamo avoda b'mikdash, kama kohanim ayu omnim, mochalim Shabbos, me'achar de Shabbos nitan litchos, hariu kuchol lechol dovar, v'chein matzasi b'sefer truma yashan, kosav v'klaf, shkos b'sof ilchol Shabbos, behedya deshari, v'chulei, and this minhag continued in Ashkenaz, and the Piskei Tshuva over there points out Vayayim b'tshuvas Tiferes Tzvi V'hela d'shari l'yoshnebalim b'shabbos v'chalilu l'hachmir b'zeh l'hotzi la'az al gedolim v'tovim shenohagu b'yemos olam kein Chas v'shalom chilul Shabbos ayin sham, and not only that, but we have a Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim who applies this also to the world of tefillin. So we see it's not only a din in ishus that it applies b'chol haTorah kula. What's going on over here? What is this Magen Avraham in the realm of tefillin? So in Siman Lamed Beis, in Sif Lamed Vav, we have a rule of the Mechaber that he quotes from the Rambam, which is based on the Gemara. Ya'ase kol parshioseha psuchos, chutz mi parsha achrona haksuva batora, shivahayim shamoa, sheyasena stuma. V'yimshina pasul. That at least the tefillin has to be written, the tefillin shel yad, that are written on one klaf, that they have to be written like they're written in the Torah. So the three first parashios, Vahaya, Kiviyachot, and Shema, those three parashios are written psuchos, but the last parasha, Vahayim Shamoa, in the order of our tefillin, should be written like in the Torah, Sasum, without a break between it and the previous parasha of nine letters. V'yimshina pasul. The Ramah says, V'yesh machshirin b'kula psuchos, and then continues, U'memedinos elu no agim af parashas v'yim shamoa v'rosh hashita kishar parashios. That in our tefillin, not only are Kaddish and V'hayaki v'yacha and Shema psuchos, but also V'hayim shamoa is pasuach. And he quotes a yesh machshirin. If one looks into that yesh machshirin, one sees that it's only b'dieved. And yet, we write all our tefillin that according to the Rambam, they're pasul, and according to the yesh machshirin, they're b'dieved. So what's going on? So the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes over here the Magen Avraham, that yesh lahachzik haminog hazeh kedei lo lahotzi la'az al harishonim, kakosa magen avram b'shem lechem chamudos, avo b'divrei ha'lavush v'hagrua mashma diyoser tov la'asos kemo shekosuf b'shulchan aruch. That we have a minhag which appears to be based on a das yochid, and there's not even a das yochid that's chatchila, it's only a das yochid that's b'dieved. And so we have a minhag which is based on a das yochid b'dieved, and we're talking about putting on tefillin day by day, and so the question is, should we go back to the ikar hadin, to the din of the Rambam? And the Magen Avraham says, no, lo lahotzi la'az al harishonim. They're going to say that no one in Ashkenaz was yotzei mitzvah of tefillin. You're the first one going to be yotzei mitzvah of tefillin. So over here, we find that there are yechidei skula who were had what's called in Hebrew nervim. They felt that they can't deal with this, to put on tefillin day in and day out, the yitachin, that they're not being the kind of mitzvah of tefillin. The Rav Sternbach, in his Shuvos van Hagos, Chelok Aleph, quotes from the Brisker Rav, from Rav Elvel, that his father, Rav Chaim, used to put on two pairs of tefillin every day. One pair, like Minog Ashkenaz, and the other pair, like the Rambam. The Chasam Sofer quotes that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, used to wear tefillin like the Rambam. The Balatanya quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, so all the Chabadniks wear tefillin like the Rambam. But the Minog of Ashkenaz, as Bekubo in Ashkenaz, is to have the art fill-in in which Vahaya Mishamoa is a parasha sucha. There's a patent of the Taz of starting it like four letters on the bottom and four, you know, a little space on the bottom, a space on the top, so that according to one daya it'll be stuma. But it's, you know, basically we're putting on fill-in according to Minag Ashkenaz, even though Meikar Hadin, it appears that really it's very, very problematic. And it's all based on lo lahotzi la'as. The question is, where was the statement said? If we learn that it's only in Dine Ishus, we should all change our tefillin to put on tefillin, like Achenu B'nei HaMizrach. In other words, all the Sfardim have tefillin, like the Rambam. They're all Yotzei L'chatchigla. And he with B'nei Ashkenaz, we're not even sure if we're Yotzei B'dieved. It's all based on shelo lahotzi la'as. And so the question is there... how does one deal with these two Pisrei Tshuvas and with the Hilchos Mila and Hilchos Tefillin, etc.? Yes? So what I was thinking is that there's a certain common denominator over here between Hilchos Mila and Hilchos Tefillin, which we don't find in Siman Reish Yudalad by Minhagei Beis HaKnesses. And the rule appears to be as follows, that if we have a situation where we have a Masoret Midor Dor, that we have a masoret from the time of Rabbeinu Gersha Meor HaGola, that Bnei Ashkenaz wore tefillin in a certain manner, and now all of a sudden I decide, no, the Rambam is correct, it's just Pshat in the Gemara, I want to change my tefillin, then we say, nothing doing. You can't do that. Shelo lahotzi la'az al doros harishonim. That's the language over there. Could they, in other words, in terms of tefillin, that this is b'mdinos Elu nohagim, this has been a minhag midore doros. Who had in terms of the two mohalim on Shabbos? It was felt this was a minhag midore doros. This was always the minhag in Ashkenaz of having these two mohalim. You're not going to say that when Rashi was a mohel on Shabbos, that he was b'chalal Shabbos. The Rami Rutenberg was Machalol Shabbos, that the Ramo was Machalol Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom. However, when you're dealing with a question as to whether you have a shul, where half the shul sits for the Kriyas HaTorah and half the shul stands, and you want to make a takana, everyone should stand for Kriyas HaTorah, or you have a shul in which some people, daven from the Amud, would put their talus over their head, and some people don't put the talus over their head. You want to make a takana, everyone should put a talus over his head. That's not a question of Shalala Hotzi La'az al Minhage HaRishonim. That's dealing over there with the Masores, Midor Dor. And that, in other words, however, in the world of Ishus, even without a Masores Midor Dor, right, in the time of the Gemara, there was not yet a Masores Midor Dor. Even in Ishus, there, we don't change Mi Minhagim. Even if it's not a midor dor, it's not shalala hotzi la'az on the door of previous doros, but that on the previous gittin. We don't want a woman who received a get a year ago to say, oh no, they changed the procedure, that means that my get was no good. They changed the procedure, v'chule, v'chule. So in the world of Ishus, there we're much more sensitive, shalala hotzi la'az, even if the minhag was not a minhag kavua. However, in general, when we have a mina kavua midor dor, even if someone feels that it's improper, one has to take into account this concept of shalala hotzi la'az. Okay, so I think that would explain the two piskei tshuvas. And again, halacha l'maisa, there are many, many, many ramifications of these principles. Say that, but we're learning now gittin. So let's get back to gittin. We saw over here that we have three deos in the Gemara, under what circumstances can a shliach say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav? Let's take the first two. Let's start off with daf heyamad deis. Daf heyamad deis, we have two deos. Either you have to be omeid al kol os va'os, or it's enough shita achas. Let's try and understand these two deos. And to understand these two deos, let's try and do it in stages. Let's try and understand the two deos according to Rava, and let's try and understand the two deos according to Rava. Because there's a difference between Rava and Rava. Why do we say b'fanai nechtav? According to Rava, why do we say b'fanai nechtav? The whole problem over here is kiyum shtaros. Why do we say b'fanai nechtav? Shalo asi lachufei. According to Rava, why do we say b'fanai nechtav? Because of lishma. These are two totally different reasons, and l'chora, the two deyas in the Gemara are going to be different according to each reason. Let's take the deya of Rava. We pass it like Rava. And we pass it like Rava that it's a problem of Kiyum Shtaros. If it's a problem of Kiyum Shtaros, what would be the reasoning of Tzarech La'amod al kol Mila Umila? I'm only saying b'fanai nechtav shelo asi lachufe b'kiyum shtaros di'alma. Why would I have to stand see every word being written? Nachon. I can't lie. Right? I'm coming to give Eidus. I'm coming to give Eidus that b'fanai nechtav. So according to Rabbi Achi, who was a Mamuna Hagit, and he said, you can't say b'fanai nechtav unless you saw kol mila v'mila being written. That otherwise you're lying, right? You have to tell the truth. Kol mila u'mila. Nu, so then what is the hesber for afilu shura achas? What is the hesber over here for afilu shura achas?
In other words, then
we have to move over to this is not just one Shura Achas. I saw the fourth line of the get being written. I saw the sixth line of the get being written. That wouldn't be enough to say B'fanai Nechtav if our problem is one of truth. If I say B'fanai Nechtav, it means B'fanai Nechtav Kulo. But if we're dealing with a particular line, that would make sense. Look over here on Rashi, on Daf Tesvav Amad Aleph. That's where our Gemara is quoted. Amar Rav Elazar, afilu kasav ela shita achas lishma shuv eino tsarich. What does Rashi say? Shura achas, the first shita achas, the first Rashi after the Gemara. Shura rishita rishona sheba shem ha'ish v'ha'isha v'hazman. What we call the Torah. In other words, if you see the Torah of the get being written, then you could say, b'fanai nechtav, I saw the ikar of the get being written. That's the equivalent of, right? That's what Gemara says. That's what Tosis pointed out. If you're ready, look, go back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis says black and white. Asi lachufe b'kiyim shtaras di'alma. If you only see the chetzio acharon fe mechetzio rishon, yesh lomar de bechetzio rishon yesh bo shem ha'ish v'ha'isha v'hazman shehu ikar haget min kar milsa, and then lo asi lo achufei. Namely that you have to tell the truth before I nechtav. Even if the whole reason is asi lo achufei, the truth is either I saw every word or I saw the ikar. That's according to Rava. Now let's move over to Rava. Rabba says that the reason for Befanai Nechtav is that's the Shlichus. The get was written Lishma. So, the Svara of Kol Mila V'Mila is because every word has to be written Lishma. What, according to Rabba, would be the Svara of Shura Achas? Here, Torah won't help you. Right? It's not a halacha that Torah has to be written Lishma and the rest of the get doesn't have to be written Lishma. The halacha is the entire get has to be written Lishma. That's not a machlokas. If you hold the get has to be written Lishma, every word has to be written Lishma. So what then is behind the concept of Shura Achas? That's Tosus over here. Tosus afilo kasa bo eloshita achas, peru shelo ra'a eloshita rishona, mistama siyamo Lishma. Anan said that we assume that what a person did in the first line, he continued, and then I can be made on that yediyah. Namely, I am made, I know it was written Lishma. Because I saw the first line being written Lishma, Mistama, the rest of the get was written Lishma, and Mistama is an umdana. Mistama is an edus. I'm being made. Anan Sa'adeh, that this was written, and so I can say before I nechtav, that the entire get was written Lishma, because I saw the first line being written Lishma. Not because it's a Toref, but because of this Mistama. Because of Nistama, right? This reminds you of the Tosos that we had earlier on Daf Dalad, right? That we have the Mistama, that it was signed by proper Edim. If it was written, Mistama, it was signed by... What kind of Mistama is that? We have over here a Mistama, we have an Umdana. Is there an alternate explanation? Do we have another explanation aside from the Mistama of Tosfos that would explain why Afilu Shita Achas would be enough?
I'm really afraid that he's just going to find him about it. And if it's written, then he has this written. The whole concern is he's just going to find again in the garbage and that was written for someone else. So if he saw that it was written for these people, then that's what we're concerned about. We know that don't we say that Rava even agrees that the Sofan, you know, the name of the Shema, the writing of Shema, just the concern of that this guy found the get in the garbage and it's not the chlal written for him. So if he sees that the guy is writing the get for this person, isn't that all me?
But how does he know that the sofer is writing the get for this person?
He's writing the get for this person. Well, what does that mean when we say shirachas? It means he was writing this get. He said the first time being written for this person.
And then, what do we say about the rest of the get? So Tosa says mistama.
Right.
You're correct. I mean, but we have to know the get was written for this person. So Tosa said we have a din of mistama. Just asking, is there another alternate explanation aside from mistama? Yes.
Would it get the question maker identified with the own head all night?
No. We need the hareas megureshes. Here we have the shem ha'ish v'ha'isha. We have the important information. Let me ask you. You sat in a sukkah this year? Yeah. The halacha is Roman Yedu Dorosechem Ki Basukos or Shaftias Bnei Yisrael. Every moment you were sitting in the sukkah, you thought that I am Hineni Muchan Mezuman, that I have in mind, I'm sitting under Anane HaKavod. When did you have that in mind? We had it in mind when we said Kiddush, right? Before we said Kiddush, we copped on the table. We told everyone, look, I'm about to say Kiddush, and I went to be Mechaber in the Shechianu, and realized we're sitting on Nani HaKavod, and that today we're only Yotzei in Sukkah, if we're sitting on Nani HaKavod, v'chulei v'chulei. How does that work? I mean, so when I said Kiddush, I had proper Kavana. What about when I ate my Kezayas of Matzah, or Kezayas of Challah, and I was singing Atav HaKartanu, did I have in mind then that I was Yotzei? What rule do we have? We have a rule in the Gemara. It's brought in Masechet Shabbos, it's brought in Masechet Zvachim. Kol ha'oseh Anyone complete that sentence? Kol ha'osa. If you put just the words kol ha'osa into the computer, you're going to get 270 shots in shas. Kol ha'osa. Yeah. Al das rishona hu osa. Kol ha'osa al das rishona hu osa. We have a din. You're a kohen. You're a kohen. You're shechting the animal. So you have to have in mind, I'm shechting it l'shem, ploni, who's bringing his korban chatos v'chulei. Afterwards, everything you're doing is al da'as rishona hu osa. You're baking machine matzah. You're about to press the button. So you say, l'shem matzah mitzvah, and you press the button. You stand there saying, l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah. No, you said it, and then kol ha'osa al da'as rishona hu osa. You're making tzitzis. So before you make the first kesher, you say, l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis. And you finish one tzitzis, and then you move to the next corner. Al pi halach, you don't have to say again, l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis. Kol ha'osa, al das, rishona hu osa. So you don't have to know it. So maybe we can apply that principle over here as well to explain the concept of Shira Rishona. It's not necessarily that we're dealing with a mistama. The mistama means that the sofer kept thinking in his mind, l'shem ploni, l'shem plonis, v'chulei. That's the mistama. We're saying you don't need that. As long as you began a process with a concept of lishma, maybe that is already enough. Again, I don't find a Rishon over here who says it. I didn't say Rishon who doesn't say it. So you just know there's Gemara. I mean, if you want to see it in the Gemara, Gemara in Zvachim daf Beis Amud Beis. And in, since we already have a Shulchan Aruch here, the Bir Halacha in Simon Yud Dalet. Ibrahim Maschio Vili Kavana. Mikomakom Efshadim Shachach Lechavin Lishma Beis HaTchivo Beis HaKesher Kivin Lishma. That's a different thing. Ochiach Sofo Al Tchiva. So says Ib Khoshav, sorry, it's a long Bir Halacha. Oh, Da'od. The Bir Halacha begins with the word Bli Kavana. Da'od. The Nira Li, Dafilu im Hakavana Lishmago Haya, Rak Betlias Tzitzis Rishona, Vahashar Hitil Bistama, Mikomakom Yachal Gavarech, Damrinan Kala Osa Das Rishona Hu Osa. After the chatzchila, him shtei pugos nifradot. The haraya mehod the mashem bezvachim daf beis and medeis betosvos v'chulei dimchashav b'shchita b'shma ubekabala hayastama. Afilu neimad destama lav b'shma koi. Afilu hachi kala osa al das rishona osa. And he says, who I did in terms of tvi on shazira v'chulei. As long as you're involved in a process, even a process that involves different acts, yes.
Don't you have to rely on a svar no matter what? Because how does the shliach know that the sofer is writing it lishma? The sofer just says in the beginning, I'm writing it for this person, right?
I would assume that you're watching the sofer and you see that he's saying l'shem. You know, it's just
he's saying it the entire time.
Just like when we go to bake matzahs, so I keep telling the women who are, you know, I keep saying l'shem matzahs mitzvah, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So if they don't say it, so al das rishon hu osa. But if they can keep saying it, so I assume that the sofer would be constantly saying, I'm writing this get for so-and-so, maybe beginning of every line, beginning of every word. No. Like a sofer who's writing a Sefer Torah. So before he writes every shame, he would say, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, before he would write L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. Again, Al Pi Din, we're so mech on this principle, but then you don't have to come out to the Mistama. I'm just trying to get away from the Mistama. Because the Mistama, in other words, maybe the sofer got a phone call in the middle. You know, he used to write the first line, then he got a phone call, and then he was thinking about something else, and v'chulei, v'chulei, eich yitzar. Okay, but in any case, those are two options. But there is a third shita over here in the Gemara as well. The shita of Shama Ken Komusa. What in the world does it help to be Shomea Ken Komusa? Okay. How many Perushim are you aware of? Let's start off with what's obvious, Rashi. Tikun hakumus v'haklaf, shama, kishe tiknuhu lishma, kishe chotzchin oso, umachlikin oso. This kanera was the perush that Rashi heard from his rabbonim, because then he continues v'linira, a different perush. What's the perush Ashkenaz? What's the original perush Ashkenaz of this Gemara? That he heard that when they were making the kumus and the kaf, they were saying, l'shem get. We're making this kumus for the get of so-and-so and so-and-so. We're making this klaf for the get of so-and-so and so-and-so. What is strange about this perush? Do the kumus and the klaf have to be made l'shem so-and-so? No. Right? The din is v'kosav v'nosan. Right? V'kosav lo. That the lishgla goes on the ksiva, according to the daya of Rav Elazar. And so that the ksiva is that which is the ikar of the get. What is over here, what stands behind this perish of Rashi? How do you understand the perish of Rashi? Tikun kumus v'aklaf shama kishetiknuhu lishma kishechoschen oso machlikin oso. Yes? That would be an option. That's certainly an option. But the Rush learned differently. The Rush. The Rush says like Nisano, but with a slightly different knetch. The Rush says we're not talking over here that they had in mind, I am sharpening this kumus l'shem ha'ish. But as they were sharpening the kumus, you heard them saying, we are about to write a get l'shem ha'ish v'ha'isha. And then it's an extension of the mistama. Or if you want, so you can say it's an extension of al-da'as rishona hu osa. Namely, that even when we're dealing in the stage of the preparation, the chiddush is we can have a mistama. We can have an al-da'as rishona. It's a chiddush. But we're not dealing over here where the kumus and the klaf were being made lishma. There's no need for that. That would be meaningless. That we wouldn't be able to learn anything out from that. But rather, at that time, you heard that the intent was to continue the writing lishma. Yes?
Could you say Al-Das Rishon in this case, since it's not a haskala of the mitzvah, meaning Al-Das Rishon only works, you have the das at the beginning of the mice of the mitzvah. And here, I can't have das to sit in the sukkah, you know, I'm sitting in my kitchen getting, ready.
No, it would have to be something that's more connected, right? Correct. It could be when you're pouring the wine for Kiddush. Mashu kaze. You're right. Rashi says v'li nira. He gives a different perush. What's wrong with the perush he gave? Why would he want to have a v'li nira and give another perush which is much wilder? You'll have to admit. Why would Rashi give a different perush? What's wrong with what we said? I mean, there's a certain chiddush involved, okay. But the chiddush is not something which is unheard of. I mean, it simply extends a principle we already have of mistama, extends the principle of adas rishona.
You should
sharper. And with this parish, the first parish Rashi will only go according to which amora? Rabbah. According to Rabbah, that we need lishma, right? V'fanai nechtav is a din of lishma. So, just, in other words, we say, there's one din of lishma, kol milo v'milo. Another possibility is Shura Rishon. Another possibility is that he hears it at the beginning, but it's all a mistama of Lishma. But according to Rava, why you say Bifana Nechtav, Kshlawasi Lachufe? But what do we have? What's our issue? One of truth, right? And so there's one day, I call Mila Vamila. That's true, I saw Bifana Nechtav. Another day is Bifana Nechtav, Shura Rishona, which is the Iker of the Get. I saw the Iker of the Get being written. What good will it do for you to hear the Kulmus being sharpened? Even if he says, I plan to write Lishma. I mean, this has nothing to do with Bifana Nechtav. So Rashi gives another perish. Veli nira ken kol musa kol hakol muskushu kosev v'kol hayiria shu nishma k'misha omer ken ken v'istigarsi kal kol musa. Namely, according to the second perish of Rashi, what over here is the gedder of ken kol musa? I heard the get was being written. I heard the get as it was being written, and therefore, I could say b'fanai nechtav, because b'fanai doesn't mean that I saw it, but rather, I know it was written. Shuv, in other words, this is taking the mistama one step further. The mistama means I have an edus of yediyah, not an edus of ru'iyah. So I don't necessarily need one line in order to say mistama, right? I have the mistama even on the entire thing. Mistama, it was written. And mistama, it was written lishma. I heard it being written. Right? In other words, that would be the b'fana nechtav, yes?
Just because he heard it being written, how could you assume that mistama was being written lishma? Or you could testify to the fact that there was a maisa k'siva done.
This comes back to what C. Broker pointed out, that we're assuming that even according to Rabba, the Sofrim and Chutz La'aretz know the dinim of lishma. Right? And the problem was, maybe this get wasn't written by a sofer for this woman. It was written to another woman and put in the garbage. So over here, he heard this get being written. He heard this get being written. Or maybe he heard the tzivui of the Baal. That's also, he heard the tzivui of the Baal, and then he heard it being written. Right? But look in the... It's a good question, but I think the answer would have to be at this point what Svi pointed out previously to fit it in, because it's hard to say. Maybe Rashi felt the first lashon is according to Rava, but the linear I'll give a lashon that's according to Rava, and since we pass like Rava, so that's why I'm giving the linear. But maybe only the first lashon is according to Rava. Could be. Okay, then the Gemara continues with Amar Mar Afilu Nichnas V'Yotze. I'm sorry, Afilu Huba Bayis. V'sofer ba'aliyah, hu ba'aliyah v'sofer ba'bayis. Okay, this again is more the question of yediyah, that we don't need a re'iyah, we only need a yediyah v'chulei. Tosas over here raises an issue. Afilu ken kumusa, lo domi l'suma depasul lahavi get b'perek sheni. A suma can't bring a get, because, says the Gemara later on, he can't say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. Why can't the Suma bring a get and hear the ken kol musa? Tosa says lo dami. Does explain why lo dami. What over here is found in... There are two terutzim found in the Rush. What does the Rush point out? If we have a heter of ken kol musa, it's enough to have edus of yediyah. We don't need edus of re'iyah. So of course, this should bring the suma back into the picture. We don't need re'iyah. All we need is yediyah. By a suma, they say that the other senses compensate for the lack of re'iyah. He has a super sensitivity in terms of hearing. So why can't he have the ken kol musa? Look in the Rush. Ain lahachshir suma al yedei ken kol musa veken megilta. Sorry, that's the end of what he said. Right? Ve'en lahakshir elo sheshama kishetiknu akumus v'akaf she'amru kedei lichtov bo get rishma. U'mestama kein osu. V'hu, there's a tenai. She'ro'o hakraf achar shetiknuhu v'achar shenichtav makiro b'tviyos ayin. Hilkoch ein lahakshir suma ayedei ken komusa v'ken megilta. That if you're taking the second if you're taking the first perish of Rashi, that we're dealing with hearing the fact that these materials were prepared to write a get lishma, then we have to know that these materials are actually used for this get. Namely, the get that's in front of you is the get that was written with those materials. Otherwise, you know, we don't have over here the mistama. That requires the tvias ayin, and the summa would be out. But then he continues, Avol Tosfos Kosfu, we don't have this Tosfos. Avol Tosfos Kosfu, She'ein lahachshir, I mean, we have Tosfos HaRosh, we don't have it in Tosfos on the page. She'ein lahachshir sumay deken kul Musa, mishum denira shakran, im yomar b'fanay nechtam, v'im yomar shamati shen kul Musa, eno mo'il debinan shiyomar b'loshan shetiknu chachamim. Namely, that what's the problem over here? It's not an Iker problem. No, it's the Summa in Achinami. Could know that this get was written in Lishma, but what can't he do? He can't express it the way Chazal wanted us to express it. Namely, for the Summa to say, b'fanai nechtav, that would be Merci Keshikra. Because b'fanai implies the Re'iyah. And for him to say in the Yodea, that's not using Mateus Tov Chachamim, so it's a technicality. So either we have a problem of, according to the Rosh, of Tvius Ayin, the get has to be seen, according to the first Lashon of Rashi, or we have a problem, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, of Mechzi Keshikra, in terms of the Summa saying B'fanei Nechtam, but there's a third parish as well, that of the Ran, which introduces a new factor. Look at the Ran on Daf Yud Aleph Amudbeis. That's where the Gemara of Summa is found. Ela Summa Amaylo. Where the Ran quotes the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Aleph, about 12 lines up from the bottom of the Ran. Ba'af agav daminan le'el desogi v'kalm kumusa v'kalm agilta haynu leman diyocho lenechsi demistifi sofer minei. What does the Ran introduce over here? What factor? What's the problem with the Summa? According to the Ran, what's the role of the Shliach when he says, "V'fanai nechtav"? He's simply being a passive meyid on that which was done? He's the Mashkiach. B'fanai nechtav, he's the Mashkiach. He's the Mashkiach Kashrus. He's the Nichnas V'yotze. He's going in and out. In other words, the Sofer is afraid of him. The fact that he's there, things are going to be done properly. Everyone knows he's going to have to go to the Beis Din, in front of two or in front of three, and say B'fanai nechtav properly. And so, the Sofer is going to be on his toes, because he knows that this person is going to be made what he saw. If we're dealing with a person who's a Summa, so the Sofer has no mistafe. There's no fear. That's why he's off. He can't say fanei nechav. Namely, it's not just a question of being made on his yediyah. That the Summa could do as well. It's a question of being a mashgiach, of creating a mirtas, of creating a certain check and a balance on the behavior of the sofer. That doesn't exist. So we have over here a new role of the shliach. The shliach is not just being made on what was done. He's being made that I was part of the process. I brought this about, that I was a mashgiach, that this get was written 100% lishma. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of this sugya. Did you get to the sugya of Bavel? Who got the sugya of Bavel? Who didn't get the sugya of Bavel? Okay. So, yes?
When you said that the summa can't be a shaliach because it could be true, you can't make sure that he's giving the get and receiving the get. So it's not a problem of having a problem of the problem of can't be a
that would be fine, except the Gemara says the problem is that he can't say the Fanei Nechtav. The Gemara later on, Daf Kaf Gimel. That's why that's the whole problem was raised over here. Okay. What I'd like you to do is as follows. There's one Gemara over here which I'd like you to learn. Gemara Rashi and Tosfos. Bibikius. Bikius Gemara Rashi and Tosfos. Not just Bikius Gemara and Rashi. From Mechiyasa Rav Lebavel until Amar Rav Yosef. In terms of that Gemara, the only point I would like to stand, I mean, there's Machlokes Rashi over here in Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean, Mechiyasa Rav Lebavel? You should be aware of the Machlokes. I have nothing to add. There's a Machlokes where exactly this town of At Tispon was. You should be aware of the two days in Tosfos. Then Tosfos, you know, points out, you know, it's important fact, but not, I have anything to add. The bottom Tosfos, the bottom two lines, is very, very important. Halacha Lamaisa. I'd like you to look in the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Zayin and tell me whether the Rambam agrees or disagrees. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, I'm sorry. Perek Zayin is the Perek of Bufana Nechta. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Whether the Rambam agrees or disagrees with Tosfos, Zayin Hey and Zayin Chet. Zayin Hey and Zayin Chet. And then, Halach Lamaisa, took in the Machaber and the Ramah in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, in Eben HaEzer, Os Aleph. Kuf Mem Beis Aleph, see over there the Machaber and the Ramah. The Seder, the relevance will be to this next Gemara of this Mahanis, the Seder, that we'll see. Then to move over into the Gemara of Amar Rav Yosef, and just to see the Gemara, it's really enough to see the Gemara up to the second wide line, up to Va'od HaRav of Yosar. You can continue, but we're not going to get beyond that, because over here we have a sugya, a side sugya, if you want to, of Sirtut. Sirtut is L'chora, etching lines into the cloth in order to be able to write in a straight manner on those lines. You should just see, just for to understand the Tosos of Yomar of Yitzchak, to understand the Tosos is just one line in the Gemara, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, smack in the middle, which brings in Sirtut. Sirtet v'kosav lehu. It's where it says on the side, Hoshea Tes. So just see those few lines of the Gemara over there. Tosfos is going to quote it, so just be aware that's what he's quoting. And then I put out a page of Mar Makamos for you that's important to see over here, not only Tosfos, but also the Ramban and the Rashba on Amar Rav Yitzchak. And also this concept of Sirtut is brought up in the Gemara in Sota, Gemara Menachos, Gemara Megillah. Tosfos quotes the Gemaras. Like you look in those Gemaras and see Rashi or Rashi and Tosfos, as the case may be, and then the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam and Sirtut. Okay, so next time, Blue Nether will deal with Sirtut. So I apologize for not having Mar Makamos the last two Shiurim. At least here we have Mar Makamos. And then we'll move on.